Hi, I'm Dave Spadaro, and it's time for our NovaCare Rehabilitation Health Tip of the Day. And today we're going to talk about that dreaded injury that we all fear, the Achilles tendon injury. And I'm here with Sarah, the expert from the NovaCare complex here. And let's first talk about what is an Achilles.
So your Achilles tendon is the big, thick tendon on the back of your heel, and it's the most commonly heard of injury. It's the most commonly heard of tendon in the body. There's a reason why we call it the Achilles heel. And basically, if you look at this here, your Achilles is made up of two different muscles. You have your gastroc, your really big muscle that makes up that shelf that everybody sees on a runner, and then you have your soleus, which is a much deeper muscle, and they form a big, thick band, and it comes down and attaches very broadly in on the heel here.
And what are the tips that you can provide to all of us on a daily basis? How can we kind of lessen the chances of suffering that Achilles tendon tear?
The number one thing you can do is stretch. Foremost and above anything else, stretching. Achilles injuries, whether it's a tear or whether it's just chronic pain, are usually associated with overuse. So your runner, your football player, your athlete of any kind, your basketball player, they've got that super tight calf, they've got a lot of strength in it, but they don't have any flexibility. And that lack of flexibility is what ultimately results in the injury.
Sarah, I think it's time for you to take me through some stretches.
Okay. The most common mistake with stretching the Achilles, Dave actually shows right here, and that's having that foot turned out and that arch really flat. So what we want to do is actually have him turn that in a little bit, give a little bit of rotation, keep that toe turned in, give a little rotation of the knee forward, and Dave, you should feel that arch lift up quite a bit. And if you look now at the Achilles, it should look a lot straighter than it just did before when it had that big giant curve in it. And that's where what you want to make sure you're doing when you stretch your Achilles, to make sure that you're actually stretching here and not stretching the sole of your foot.
Sarah, if someone does suffer an Achilles tendon tear, what is the treatment? What is the recovery time?
Most commonly, the treatment is surgery, especially in an athlete. You want to make sure that the surgeon's going to basically look at how involved the tear is and try to repair it directly. Once that happens, there's usually an immobilization with a cast and then one of those big old black boots that we see everybody walking around in. And rehab will usually start at 8 to 12 weeks. And from then on, it's making sure there's good strength and good flexibility at the same time as you work the athlete into the dynamic drills they need.
And when one is finished the treatment, do you expect the athlete to be 100%?
It's very variable. Oftentimes, athletes do end up with very slight deficits, but once in a while, you get somebody who will come back better than ever, and it's because they weren't at the best conditioning when the injury happened in the first place.
And so the message here is, whether you're a professional athlete, whether you're a weekend warrior, make sure you stretch every day and keep that Achilles tendon healthy.